how great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
One more time with all your heart. Say it.
Oh, how great is our God. Amen. He's wonderful, isn't he? He is just so precious to us. To every one of us, we have been treated like royalty by our Lord. We are royalty in his eyes. We're the reason he went to Calvary. We're part of the reason. Aren't you glad you love him this morning? Amen. Did we have a time here last night? Did you appreciate the word of the Lord? Wasn't it good? Amen. May God grant us unwavering faith, Brother Terry. May God grant that to us. Just a tremendous message. I know Brother Darrell, he apologized for going too long. I thought maybe there for a little while he got a button in his mouth instead of a lifesaver. But he done really good, and I certainly appreciate our brother. I kid you, Brother Andrew Glover, the last time he was here, he said, I promise you I got a lifesaver this time. So bless his heart. We just appreciate you. You know, you might as well be here as anywhere else. You're better off here than anywhere else, I'll tell you that. So we're glad you're here this morning. We're so appreciate the word of the Lord and just what God means to us. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Amen. Why don't you just turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church on Sunday morning. What a privilege it is.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Oh, yes,
oh,
Lord.
Sing how great is our God. Oh, how great,
oh, sing it to him,
is our God.
Yes, Lord.
How great is our God.
Great.
Oh, sing how great.
this morning.
Praise the Lord. Just a few prayer requests, if you'll just remain standing with me this morning. I want to pray for Brother Burt, Sister Barbara Grabley. They both need our prayers this morning. Also, an unspoken prayer, a request for a Jim Watson for a test he is having. Also, problems with high blood pressure, so we want to remember those needs this morning as we pray. Brother Byron Palmer says to please pray for my cousin, Lisa Doral. She has a lot of health issues and need God's healing touch, so let's remember that. We'll remember Sister Linda Kreger's mother this morning, sick, unable to be in this service. And Brother Joel Moyer sends this in to please continue to remember their family in prayer as they have court hearings this week. Just pray that the will of the Lord would be done. All things would work out according to His divine purpose. You have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about this morning. We just commit all these things unto the Lord. Brother Daniel, if you'll come this morning, God bless you, buddy. We certainly appreciate Brother Daniel Nunley, where the Lord is doing for him. We love Brother Daniel, Sister Linda, don't we? Amen. God bless you, buddy.
God bless you. Appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. Good to be in God's house again this morning. Amen. Brother Daryl preached Christ now on unwavering faith. I thought that was very timely. And I was reading something that Martin Luther said, and I thought I'd read it this morning. Martin Luther said, God our Father has made all things depend on faith. And whosoever have faith will have everything. And whosoever does not have faith will have nothing. Amen. So if you got faith this morning, you got everything. And if you don't have it, then you don't have nothing. Amen. Let's pray over these needs this morning. Heavenly Father, today we come in anticipation of what you're going to do in this service. Knowing, God, that there's nothing impossible, help us, oh God, that our faith will just go forth in this congregation this morning. And God, that you'll work among these people. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll just take complete control of this service. God, the request that was brought forth, each one of them, God, I pray that you'll move for each need. God, that you'll supply even by your riches in heaven. And God, the one that lost their loved one this week, I pray that you'll be with that family, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I pray for this service today. Lord, that you'll be with Brother Daryl, that you'll anoint his lips. And God, help us that we'll be able to receive those things that you give unto him to speak unto us. And God, we pray for our pastor, Brother Don. God, that you'll be with him, that you'll bless him. And God, that you'll keep us in your loving care. Those of the internet, God, I pray that you'll move from wherever they might be, God, knowing that there's no distance in prayer. God, we commit this service unto your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us in the service today, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, we want this service to be a blessing to those folks as well. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand if you will. Amen. Let's sing an old song this morning, an old church hymn, but it's still true. I believe with all of my heart there's power in the blood. Do you believe that this morning? There's still power in the blood of Jesus. Aren't you glad about it this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say glory to God. Give him one more big hand clap of praise if you love him with all your heart. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil of it?
Power, power,
this morning. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Sister Tamika and Brother Joel, I don't know how they've got it put together, but I asked them to do the song that they did for us the other day. So if they'll come and do that, give them a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you this morning. Certainly appreciate them. These guys are just, they're just doing a good job, aren't they? Brother Joel and Sister Tamika, you can tell they're working with these boys, and pretty soon these boys will be working with them to teach them how to sing. So we appreciate them. We really love the Brown family. Give them a nice hand, if you would. That was good. Now you're all invited to the wedding tomorrow night. Everybody remember that. It's 6:30 here. It's Odessa and somebody that she's marrying. So I believe his name is Matt, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to announce the wrong name, but I believe it's Matt. Did I get that right, Matt? Is it not? Derek, have you bless your heart. If she's marrying a man by the name of Matt, she has deceived you for a long time. Derek, I asked Harry, I said, Harry, who's she marrying? He said, I don't know. So I apologize for Harry. Oh, it's good to be in church, isn't it? Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. But Odessa and Derek will be getting married here tomorrow night, the Lord willing, at 6:30, unless I've made him so mad he's leaving. So let's stand to our feet. It's time to go on into the service. I know Brother Darrell has studied and applied himself, and we really appreciate our brother. Brother Darrell Ward is just a tremendous brother in the Lord. And God has blessed our assembly with some great help, some great ministers that work out from under the canopy of Brother Donnie Reagan's ministry. And I, for one, want all of you to know we appreciate you. Brother Terry, Brother Joel Brown, all the rest, we appreciate you. Amen. See if you can remember something to say. We're going to sing in a little congregation. Brother Harry's going to lead us in something as Brother Darrell gets ready to come. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day. May the Lord bless you as Brother Darrell gets ready to come.
Let me crawl out from under the bus before I get run over here. How many loves him? I know Brother Darrell really likes this song, and it's a really good song. It's Key of A, brothers. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, Lord, the more I find you. The more more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just something about that that speaks to my heart. You know, sometimes you get a little tired traveling and spend a lot of nights alone in a hotel room, and I get tired sometimes. But I have this place in my mind that I go to just to get away for a while, just to lean back against Him, to hear His heartbeat, to know that He's mindful of us, that He'd never leave us nor would He forsake us. No matter how hard our battles would be in life or how great our trials would be, He said, we will crest every wave. Amen. The world will not defeat us, but we will overcome the world. Amen. For He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Yes, sir. That where I am, there may ye be also. Don't miss it, friends. Don't miss it. There's nothing here, young people. There's nothing this world has to offer you that's worth missing that. He's made a way for us to escape. He is the escape door that we can step through. He's the lighted exit sign that shows us the way out of the chaos of this world. The world has gone crazy, friends. Amen. The world has gone crazy. But we've lost our minds also. We've took on the mind of Christ. His word is being made flesh in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with us once again to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we appreciate the kind words last night and the text that we got. And thank you, buddy. Yes. I was sharing, I just kind of got sharing some of the things I've seen the Lord do. I know Brother Danny Torres has been with me over in Nicaragua, and some of the things we was talking about last night he's witnessed and different ones. And I got in the car to go home, and I got a text, and somebody said, tell him this one right here. And said, I was down in Arkansas, and the doctor said I was going to go blind, and said, you had a prayer line down there that night, and said, the Lord spoke to me and said, when He gets done praying for the last person, He'll come and pray for you. And said, when you got done not knowing anything, you walked over there and you prayed for me. I never went blind to this day. Said, tell them that testimony. Amen. May God's rich in mercy. I want to speak to you this morning once again on unwavering faith, part two. Amen. I always wanted to say that. You know, evangelist hardly ever gets a part two. He's just, you're preaching your God. What a privilege it is to be able to say part two. But, oh, just being silly. Lord bless you. Amen. Made myself laugh. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. May the Lord bless you this morning. The Bible says this: for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. Amen. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you once again on unwavering faith, but I want to take a thought out of that and preach to you this morning for just a few minutes on the secret of the hind's feet. The secret of the hind's feet. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's just so good to gather with Your people, Lord. To feel the warmth of Your presence in our hearts, Lord. Knowing, dear God, that You care for us. That Peter said we could cast all of our cares upon You, for You care for us. And Lord, what a privileged people we are this morning. For You said, You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Lord, we are so glad that we can worship you today in spirit and in truth. Knowing, dear God, that nations will fail and governments will fail and political ideals and political parties will fail. And Lord, we see those things happening. But with great confidence, we stand here this morning knowing that the word of God shall never fail. Then Lord, we can hang our souls upon the promise of your word, knowing, dear God, that the prophet said you would bankrupt heaven before you let one promise of your word fail. God, what a privilege it is this morning, Lord, that we can sit at your table and eat. Lord, as I remember old Brother Tracy saying, he's done gone to glory now. But I remember him saying many times after service, we had a 7-course meal this morning. Father, what a privilege it is, Lord, that we can come. God, you'd not give us leftovers, Lord, but a 7-course meal set before us. And all the revelations that's broke forth down through the ages are now being consummated in the bride. That we are the fullness of the church ages reflected in a people on the earth called the bride of Jesus Christ. And Lord, you said in your word that these signs shall follow them that believe. And Lord, we believe that today. Bless your children, Lord. All those who are traveling home from the meetings, God, and those that are on the highways today, Lord, just bless them, keep them safe, and bring us all safely back to the fold, we pray. Lord, just bless your children richly today, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, we know the prophet of God preached the message, and he told us that faith is our victory. But what is faith? The Bible says, and the prophet told us that faith is something that's revealed to you. It's something that's not yet, but you believe that it will be. Faith is a revelation of the will of God for your life. You see, when God reveals to you what God's will is for your life, then that gives you faith to understand that I'm going through. This is what God wants me to be. Amen. Because God has revealed it to me, as I said last night. David stood there and met that Goliath. He met that giant as a ruddy boy because he knew that God sent him a prophet and had anointed him and had revealed to him his position and said, David, ye shall reign as king. Well, how can you reign as king and die by a giant? So David took what God said over what the giant said, over what the army said, over what fear said, over what anything else said. David said what the word said. Amen. When you believe what God's will is for your life, God, just as God sent Samuel, a prophet, to anoint David, to reveal to David his position, God has sent you also a prophet to pronounce a blessing upon you. And to tell you, I no longer call you church. I call you bride. There's a difference between being the bride of Christ and to be in a church. Amen. So he said, I want you to know, you're not just a bunch of people that gather. You're not an organization. You're not a denomination. Come on, somebody. But you are the bride of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Before there was ever a world, you were in God's thoughts to give you the Holy Ghost. Because he knew you'd be wanting it. And he chose you himself. Because he desired and he chose you in Christ before you or Jesus or any of you was on the earth. And he sent Jesus to die, to prepare of the way, to send the Holy Ghost to bring you to himself. Amen. He sent Christ to die, to open up the channel so that he could send you the Holy Ghost. And by that token life, he could pull you back to himself. Amen. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you've got eternal life. Glory. Praise God. And you can no more die than God can die. Because you're a part of God. You're a son of God. Listen to this. I was born a Branham. You might make me some other name. But some other name won't make me one bit less. I'm still Branham. Now you can call me anything, but my genetic makeup, my DNA will tell you who I am. Hallelujah. I was born a Branham. I'll always be a Branham. I may be disfigured someday, drawn with arthritis, have a wreck, and all tore up till I look like an animal. But I'll still be Branham. Why? Because Branham's blood is inside me. Hallelujah. I'm not just Ward by name. I wasn't adopted by my mom and daddy. I wasn't born something else, and then they adopted me and gave me their name. I'm not Ward by an illegal adoption. I am Ward by blood. You can call me anything. You can say anything about me, but it does not change who I am. The world laughs at us. They call us a cult. They make fun of us. They say everything they can say about us, but it does not change who we are. We are the, hallelujah. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Oh. Woo, that's good. Justification. Sanctification. Martin Luther was justification. John Wesley was sanctification. Then the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which was life. Three works of grace. Three works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Justification is believing. Justification is believing. Sanctification is the cleansing. But the Holy Ghost is the filling. It's life. The Luther age, they had a form of it. The Wesley age had a form of it. But this is the age that the fullness of the Holy Ghost comes himself. We're not living in a Reformation age. We're not living in the day of shaking a preacher's hand or signing her name on a roll, but we're living in the hour that we're born by the breath of God. We're born, hallelujah, by the life of God. Hallelujah. If you haven't received that yet, how can you believe in miracles? It takes God in you to believe. You see, when that's in you, you act like God. You believe like God. You know like God. You think like God. That's true, friends. Why do people not amen that? I feel you pull back when I say that. I feel you pull back, but why? Because the prophet told us over and over and over and over. If I had the spirit of John Dillinger, I would rob banks. If I had the spirit of Beethoven, I would play a piano. If I had the spirit of Harry, I would sing. Is that not true? If I had the spirit of John Dillinger, I would act like John Dillinger. Well, if that's true about him, would it not be true if I had the spirit of Christ in me? And he said, in a little while, the world will see me, for I'll be with you and I'll be in you. Why does that choke us? If he put that life in us, that life will live out of us. You act like God. You know like God. You think like God. The Bible says you are amateur little gods. Jesus said so. Why? Brother, how could that be? It's not this. It's not this. It's what's in me. How can that be, brother? How can it be? Because you are a part of God. Abraham said, just the same as I'm a little Branham. You're a little whosoever you are. You're a little Martin. You're a little Ward. You're a little Horn. You're a little Branham. You're a little Bab. Huh? The nature that you are is because of your parents is that way. Huh? If you want a good fight started in your marriage, tell your wife she's acting like her mama. If you tell your wife she's acting just like your mama, you know what she'll tell you? You're acting just like your daddy. Do not ask me how I know that. Amen. You're a little whosoever you are because your parents is that name. And the nature you are is because your parents is that way, because you was born to them. And the reason that you believe God and believe in miracles and believe in signs and believe in wonders is because you are a son and daughter of God. You receive His life. Hallelujah. When you're born of God, the Bible says, you overcome the world. Not maybe, not perhaps, not could be, not if I hold my hands right. Come on, somebody. It doesn't say that. The Bible says if you're born of God, you overcome the world. And the Word of God does not lie. Then I want you to know this morning, if you are born of God, I don't care the situation. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care where you are in your life right now. If you're born of God, you will overcome. If you don't overcome, God's Word has lied to you. When we leave this world, overcome means to carry off the victory. And when we leave this world, we carry off the victory. No, you misunderstood. I didn't say they carry you off. No. We don't barely make it, Brother Terry. We don't get by just by the skin of our teeth. We are overcomers. Every devil is placed under our feet. What's more, the world will hear from God. It'll be through you, for you are the final voice to the final age. God speaketh through His people. Woo. You carry off the victory. Packing the victory. Amen. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, the Bible says this. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. Sounds like a bad time to me. Fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stalls. That's a rough time right there. Nothing's going right. And yet Habakkuk, the prophet, says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Amen. The Lord God is my strength. And He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon mine high places. In other words, Brother Bert, He will give me my mountain. He will make me to walk upon my high places. This passage of Scripture, we find the prophet here in a time of great distress. There was violence. There was backsliding. You read the whole chapter, it paints the better picture. But just to save time, I went too long last night. But just to save time, it was a time of great of backsliding. It was a time of darkness. It was a time of evil. It was a time of sin. It was a time of distress, pressure, coldness, wickedness, trouble on every side. Habakkuk said, I cried unto the Lord, and it seemed like He didn't even hear my prayer. Sounds a lot like Laodicea to me. Not just trouble on one side, trouble on every side. Pressure's so great. Amen. Well, if you don't agree with that, I'm going to live with you. I'm coming to your house. It sounds exactly like this age. To me, it sounds like the era that we're living in. Men's hearts are continually evil. Huh? We're living in an age when there's supposed to be such tolerance now. Unless you're a Republican or a Christian or something like that. I saw where they threw Sarah Sanders out of a restaurant because she worked with Trump. So I wonder how much tolerance people have anymore. But that's the age we live in. I've never seen a time like that. You get thrown out of a restaurant because of who you work for. Come on, friend. You know I'm telling you the truth. You can't look at Fox or CNN. Violence everywhere. Protests, rallies, burnings, bombings, destruction. Seem like everything is going wrong. And Habakkuk, he begins to say these things. He said, the fig tree will not blossom. The fruit, there's no fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive fails. The fields yield no meat. The flock is cut off from the foe. There's no herd in the stalls. Yet in all this difficulty, we see the mindset of this prophet. He never lets the problems, he never lets the things that are happening around him change his mode of worship. He says, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. No matter how bad it is, no matter what the doctor says, come on somebody, the doctor may shake his head, the doctor may say there's no hope for you, but let me tell you, no matter how bad it is, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. He is my deliverer, he is my healer, he is my keeper. Hallelujah. He's my flame, he's my joy, he's my strength. And I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. I will praise him. I will serve him. I will still follow him. But Martin, there's nothing that the devil can throw at me that would stop me from serving my God. You know, I know people quit church because somebody said something about their family. I would have left a long time ago if that's the case. But Brother Terry, the devil ain't going to say something to me. Going to run me off. Is he going to run you off? Is he going to run you off? Is he going to put you in a corner? Is he going to tell you you can't make it? Is he going to tell you you can't overcome? You know what I tell him? Get behind me, Satan. I am an overcomer. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am a young person that follows the living God. Well, you're crazy. Well, I'm happy. Huh? He said, I will praise the God. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. I will serve him. I will follow him. The trials, the tests will not overtake me, but I will overcome every obstacle. And then I found something so unusual. That David, in 2 Samuel and also in the book of Psalms, David makes the same affirmation through difficult times and the enemy all around him. Saul's army trying to kill him. Philistines trying to kill him. And yet in all this great time of difficulty, you know what we find David saying? We find David saying the same thing. Though there's trouble on every side, David said, I will praise the God of my salvation. He is worthy to be praised. So we find both David and Habakkuk make the same statement. That in the midst of great difficulty, both of them make the same statement. Both of them say, he makes my feet like hinds feet and sets me upon high places. When you think of it, both of them in the great times of pressure, both of them in great times of trouble, both of them in the midst of everything going wrong, they would praise God and they would worship God because they would remind themselves, though I'm in this situation, he hath made my feet like hinds feet. Could the revelation Could the revelation of knowing that God had made their feet hinds feet is what brought the joy? The secret of the hinds feet. Well, glory. Do you love Him? Psalms 139, 14 says this, I will praise Him, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the results of my Creator. He made me this way, Brother Bert. A young boy talked to me just the other night about going into the ministry. He said he felt led to go into the ministry. And I told him, I said, listen, if you've got a gift in your life to minister, you was born with that gift. It don't come when you got saved. It don't come when you repent. You was born with that gift, Brother Terry. For gift and callings are without repentance. God made me the way He wanted to use me. He built me that way. Come on, somebody. He built me that way. I can be outside working in the yard, coming in from a meeting, trying to get everything done, trying to get my yard work caught up. And I'll be out there and a plane flies over. The first thing I think is, where's it going? Who's there? Who needs help? What are they doing? How are they doing? Why? That's who I am. He built me that way. He didn't build me to have parts 3 and parts 4 and parts 5. You understand what I'm saying? David said, He has wonderfully and fearfully made me. Hallelujah. You see, we know this world is a creation. And before there can be a creation, there has to be a creator of that creation. If you think all this happened because of an explosion, it takes more faith to believe that than it does what the Bible says. Because I ain't too smart. God knows I ain't. Hardest 3 years of my life was second grade, I'm telling you. I am not a smart person. But there's one thing I do know, Brother Martin. I have never blowed up anything that went to order. Have you? It always goes to, it does in my house. And you believe there's a big bang and all this come to order? Oh, brother. You believe what you want. That's between you and God, but as for me and my house. Amen. 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 Before there can be a creation, there has to be a creator of that creation. Amen. And this creator expresses Himself in creation. To the point that if you didn't even have a Bible, you wouldn't be too far off by studying nature. Because God wrote His word in the universe. The first Bible was the heavens. All the word does, all the Bible does, is set it in order. So this creator expressing Himself in creation, He expresses Himself, His attributes in His creation. In other words, He hid, if I can say it this way, He hid a little bit of Himself in His creation. You know, years ago, I know it's silly. It's the silliest thing, but it happened. It's the truth. It wasn't too long after I got saved. I was going to college when I got saved. And it wasn't too long after I got saved, I got into a battle in my mind of whether there was a God or not. Now, I know that's silly. I know it is. But at the time, it was real. I tell you, I wept and such until my chest was actually sore because I wrestled with that. And I knew because when I was a boy, God healed me in an old meeting, an old tent meeting. Brother Daniel and my daddy were tent boys at a meeting. I think it was Bobby Pruitt. And the Lord healed me of a broken collarbone in that tent. I knew God had healed me. I knew Him as a healer. But yet this battle was so real. This battle was so real. I said, God, I know You're real. And I'll never forget, I opened the window. It's like after the third day, I just opened this window. I didn't pick up a quote book. I didn't pick up the Bible. I opened the window and I heard a bird chirping.
And when I heard that bird chirping, I said, who's he singing to? He must be singing to his creator. I saw God in his creation. You see, he created the lion. And the lion is a special built animal. And God identified himself as a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. He said in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? He was writing it out. He was expressing himself through his attribute, through his creation of a lion. And a lion is a fierce animal. The prophet said a lion can kill 10 men before you can say Jack Robinson. Powerful, great beast with just a roar. Just men are consumed. And the one who dies under the power of the lion never feels it. Because the roar is so scary that the roar scares him to death before the lion ever touches him. The great, majestic king of the jungle. God likened himself after the roar of the lion as his thundering voice. And I did a little research. Do you know a lion can be heard 5 miles away? A lion's roar can reach 114 decibels. Do you know the human ear receives physical pain at 120 decibels of noise? It actually hurts your ears. And a lion can roar 114 decibels. A lion roars. Who will not fear? You see, when the lion roars, everything in the jungle shuts up. For the king has spoken the final voice. God likened himself to a lion. He likened himself to a dove. He likened himself to a lamb. The creator expressing himself in creation. Do you understand what I'm saying? And Ezekiel 17:3 says this, thus saith the Lord God, a great eagle with great wings, long winged, full of feathers, which is divers colors, came into Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. He likens himself to the great eagle. Jehovah, the great eagle. Thus saith the Lord, a great eagle. An eagle is a special built bird. He soars so high, there is no bird on the earth that can follow the eagle. So the only thing that can follow an eagle would be another eagle. If a hawk would try to follow him, he would die before he got halfway to him. Then in order to go so high, he has to be a special built bird. His birth is special. And all about him has to be something special to be able to stand the altitude. His wing feathers are so tight, you can't pull them out with the power of pliers. It has to be to hold the big weight of his body in the thin air. So when he gets up there, he has to be a special bird, special built bird, or he could never reach the heavens. And not only does he have the wings, but he's got the eye. He can see so far. When he gets up there, he's still able to see. What good would it do if you could fly that high if your eyes couldn't see what was on the ground? But he has the ability to go so high, and yet he can still see so clear. because he's a special built bird. God called his prophets eagles because he gets up there. He's an eagle. He's going to see way off what's coming. In the book of Revelations, chapter 4, there's four beasts, which is the same as those of Ezekiel. And the four beasts are identified. There's a lion. There's an ox. The face of a man. But notice, the first three of the four beasts are all earthbound creatures. But the fourth beast, the Bible says, he just doesn't say, Brother Bird, he's an eagle. But he wants us to understand what kind of an eagle. You see, baby eagles don't fly. They hop. Come on, sir. They're not able to fly until they reach a level of maturity. But this fourth beast is not just identified as an eagle, but he's identified in his maturity. He is a flying eagle. All the other three of the beasts are earthbound creatures. To get across Jordan, they've got to have some way to get across. But the eagle has the ability to fly. They can leave the earth and go into the heavens. Don't you see, my brother, my sister, we're not in the age of reformation. This is eagle time. This is flying time. This is leaving the earth time. Has the ability. You see, an eagle wasn't born for the earth. We were born for the sky. So when an eagle hears a voice to come up higher, he can do it. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? There's no need to come to me after church and ask me to borrow $20,000. There's no need to do that. I'll just tell you. Because I can't give it to you. I cannot do that. I might could buy you lunch. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have the ability to meet your need. But if we hear a voice in the book of Revelations that John heard a voice, and John is the top of the bride, and John heard this voice, and this voice said, John, come up higher! How could John go up higher? Because he was built by the Word. Amen. He was built by the Word to be able to leave the earth and go through the open door. Oh, glory to God. An eagle. The prophet talked about an eagle in a blowdown. He was out there praising God, running around a tree. And all of a sudden, he saw this eagle. He jumped up on a branch and he got his attention. And he said, I thought, Lord, why did you stop me from shouting to look at that big eagle? He said, his big gray looking eyes, beautiful. He said, he sat there just as straight. I said, now, why did you want me to see that eagle? I said, you mean I could see you in that eagle? Why did you interrupt me from worshiping the way I was around this tree? And then I thought, well, there's one thing I can see him. He's not afraid, and God's creatures are never afraid. You're not afraid of nothing. Perfect love cast out. So I said, do you know I could shoot you? I was talking to him. There's nobody else around. So I was talking to him. I said the other day, I'm so glad I've reached that age. I can talk to myself. Of course, I see people talking to themselves. They act like they're on their cell phone, but I know there's nobody on the other end. Nobody around, so I was just talking to him. And I said, you know, I could shoot you. I made out like I was going to reach for my gun. I seen those big old eyes look at me. And I noticed he began to feel his feathers. Everything was running in order. Oh God. He knew that God had given him those two wings. That he knew he could trust those wings. He knew before I could get my gun and shoulder it, he would be in the treetop and I would never see him again. He knew what he was doing. His wings was God's provided way of escape. He was resting. He was not afraid because it was revealed to him. His wings were greater than the man's ability to reach for his gun. So the eagle had faith. The eagle had faith in what God had made him. He wasn't watching me. He wasn't afraid of me. I wasn't what was bothering him. He said, I noticed there's an old squirrel over there. Anybody's ever been deer hunting? Them squirrels, my goodness, they can make, I don't know, a 300-pound deer can come through the woods. You barely hear it. A little old ground squirrel, it sounds like a truck coming through the woods sideways. They make the awfulest noise. And he said he wasn't looking at me. He was looking at that squirrel. Said that squirrel's over going chatter, 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 chatter. Said he got tired of it. He got sick and tired of hearing the chatter. Oh, friends, how would to God we get sick and tired of hearing the negative? Well, I don't know if we can make it. I don't know if I can over. Don't you get tired of that negative talk? Don't you get tired of hearing that negative word? You'll never be no better. You'll never overcome it. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't know about you, but I am tired of sciatic nerve pain. Anybody here know what can say amen to that? It drives you crazy. Sick and tired of the old squirrel chatter, 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 chatter. Said he made about 2 flops. Set his wings. Said he never touched them anymore. He just knew how to set his wings. And every time the wind would come up, he would ride upon it. He would ride upon the wind. And he went higher and higher and higher until he was plumb out of sight. But he never hid his wings again. Because he knew how to rise. He was built, Brother Bert, to rise above the wind. Don't you see, my brother, my sister? We have been built to rise above the winds of Laodicea. For God has given us another wind. God has given us another breath. I said, I looked, the tears running down my cheek. I said, oh God, that's it. That's what you want me to stop here. You just sent the storm for. That's the ideal. Just know how to set your wings in the power of God. Your wings of faith when the Holy Ghost rolls in. Ride up on it. Just keep on going. Get away from the little old woodchuck chatter, chatter, chatter. Days of miracles have passed. No such thing as divine healing. Ride over it. God wants to fill that heart. Rise above it. Pull away from the people. Says there's no such thing as divine healing. Pull away from the Facebook accounts that trash what we believe. Come on, somebody. Just set your wings in the power of God. Just set your wings in the power of God. Know who you are. Remember who you are. Remember you was born for the heavens. You have the ability to go higher in God. He makes my feet like hinds feet, and he sets me upon my high places. Times of refreshing in the Lord, Brother Terry. Mountaintop experiences. But you can't get to the top. You can't get to the top until you climb the mountain. But let me tell you, it's worth the climb. God is in his universe. God is among his creatures. God is in his universe. God is in his creatures. God is in his people. We were built to rise above it. That eagle, Brother Terry, was built to rise above the winds. And that's the way Christians are. We're not a made over, remade something or another. Some kind of a bird that fixed over. We wasn't a crow and they stuck eagle feathers in us. That's not who we are. We're born and made a Christian by birth I'm not a Christian by a handshake. I'm not a Christian by a belt buckle. Come on, somebody. I'm not a Christian because I have a message book. But I'm a Christian by birth. A special made bird. God designed us. God designed us to go above, to fly high, to soar way above the things of the world. To watch things coming in the distance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A special built bird, and so is the church. A man that's born again of the Spirit of God is a special built person. A special born person. Tell you, my first birth wasn't too much, but my second birth is out of this world. Woo, thank you, Lord. Man that's born again of the Spirit of God is a special built, born person. It takes a special birth to stand in the spears and the glory and the power that God leads His children to. The things that God has in store for us, friends. The things that we think, as I said last night, we think because the seals have been opened, we know all about God. And yet the prophet said we'd be learning of Christ throughout the millennium. Paul said words can't even describe the things that I saw, oh friends. God has these things for us, but we have to be changed. We have to be born again to be able to go into that spirit, to go into the realm, to be a part of those things that God has for those who are born by His Spirit. Amen. The normal mind can't even follow because he's a special built bird. A special birth. A special birth. And so is the church. And so is the church. Jesus asked Peter, who does say I the Son of Man am? Some say you're this prophet. Some say, he said, but Peter, who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, and I say unto you, Peter, I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. You see, the church is not built by an organization. The church is not built by denomination. The church is built by the power, the birth, the breath of God. A special built people that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. Do you understand? If you are that church this morning, if you are a part of God's economy, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. What is that rock? It's a revelation. A revelation of what? The revelation the church is built upon, the revelation of who Christ is. Not what he will be, not what he was, but what he is, a present tense revelation. I don't need a God of 65. I don't need a God of 47. I need a God of 2018. Like the little boy when the storm was coming in. She said, Junior, honey, don't worry. God will take care of you. He said, but Mama, I want a God with skin on him. I don't want a fairy tale. I want a real God. I don't want a Disney story. Come on. I don't want a Disney story. I want the reality of a living God living in His people. Revelation of who Christ is right now. The world can see Him 2,000 years ago. They can see Him back there that day at Calvary. They can see Him walking on the shores of Galilee. But Jesus Himself said, a little while, the world will see me no more. They don't even see him. But you shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you. The church is the mystical body of Christ, born of the breath of God. The church of God is born of the breath of God. God breathed breath into his nostrils, spiritually of Adam. And he became a living soul. And do you know, you Pentecostals, or the true Pentecostal church, the true Pentecostal church, you are born of the breath of God. What did Jesus say? I think it is St. John 20:20. I believe it is. Jesus appeared to them, and what did he say? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. The Bible said he breathed upon them. He breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Born by the breath of God. God dwells in a man, and a man becomes a son of God, not him in himself, but the Holy Spirit that's in him is God. The Creator lives in the creation. Oh my, how I think of that. Then stand with an unwavering faith and ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. There he is. There's God. There he is. Where? Where, Brother Darrell? He's in his people. What is true fellowship? Two fellows in the same ship. For whosoever is born of God, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Born by the breath of God. What did he say? A body hast thou prepared me. A living God in a living image overcoming the world. The reason Habakkuk and David could worship God in the times of great trouble and the times of great distress and the times of such evilness is because the secret is in the hind's feet. The way, the reason that they could rejoice, the reason they could worship the God of their salvation, that revelation lays in the secret of the hind's feet. I will rejoice in the Lord, though the fig tree does not blossom, though there's no herds in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will have joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hind's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. A hind is a female red deer, and she's able to move from step to step. Where her hind back feet is able to land precisely and exactly where her front foot stepped. The hind is the most sure-footed animal on earth. And because of such sure-footedness, the deer is able to climb steep mountains at a remarkable speed. Because every time she moves, her back feet are setting in the same prints of her front feet. There is no error. She doesn't miss one time. Oh, glory to God. I feel like it. I wish I was outside. I was out turkey hunting one time years ago. The sun started coming up over the horizon. I was sitting there thinking of God. And all of a sudden, I felt the Spirit of God come up on me. I jumped up. People saw me, they thought, that's crazy. I jumped up, I ripped off my headgear. I was running down through the field screaming to the top of my voice, how great is my God? And then when I got over it, I'll be honest, I looked around. A sure-footed animal. David said, he makes my feet like hind's feet. He sets me up on high places. God orders the steps of the righteous man. Thus we are to trust him that he will set us and lead us to our high places. He will lead us to our high places. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how difficult it gets, we're not in this journey alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Follow me. Put your feet in my footprints. Walk where I walk. Don't you see? If you walk where he walks, you can go where he goes. Amen. Amen. We can overcome all obstacles, all setbacks, all trials, all troubles. Everything that's a part of this fallen world. We already have the victory. We are more than overcomers through Christ Jesus. You have hind's feet. You've already overcome because Jesus has overcome. The deer is able to run with abandonment. In times of danger, she's able to run securely and not get off track. the hind is able to scale unusually and difficult terrain and is able to elude predators. Oh, glory to God. Like the hind's feet are built to climb difficult mountains and to escape great danger, your sure-footedness, the sure-footedness of your steps. That's the bride. That's the bride. Her steps, she's able to overcome because she's built by the Word to overcome. He makes my feet like hind's feet. He gives me the ability to overcome in great times of danger. You see, He just built me that way. Faith is a conqueror. Faith is an overcomer. Faith isn't a peacemaker. It overcomes. Faith is a victory that overcomes the world. What is faith? What is a conqueror? Conquer and faith and victory, it's the same. Conquer and victory is the same. We carry out the victory. We are the conquerors. To conquer means to beat down, to override, to handcuff. That's a good one. Handcuff the devil. Throw him into prison. It means that the sin that once ruled over your life, you now rule over it. It means you have overcome. It means that you have whipped that enemy. You have whipped that thing that torments you so much. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, you may struggle with it today, but I tell you, victory cometh in the morning. Just be found believing. Just be found believing. I stopped the Brother Kennedy on the way in the church Wednesday night. He's sitting out there in the car. God bless his heart. And he rolled down the window. I said, buddy, it'll be a greater miracle tomorrow. It'll be a greater miracle tomorrow. I may be getting weaker today. It may be look bad today. But tomorrow is another day. I will fight again tomorrow. That's what I told Jessica when she was blind. Every day I said, Jessica, it'll be a greater miracle tomorrow. It'll be a greater miracle tomorrow. And I tell you, my brother, my sister, that day came. That day came and her eyes came open. Amen. Do you love Him? Let sickness come. Let trouble come. Let disheartening come. Let heartaches come. Let it all come. We've received a kingdom that cannot be moved. Unshakable, unmovable, unstoppable, unwaverable faith. That's who we are. Don't we sing a song like that? Unstoppable. Is there a song like that about our God? Well, the same words apply to you because you're a part of Him. Unshakable, unmovable, unstoppable, unwaverable. Don't jump back. Don't jump back. Don't hide. Just stand your ground and drive the enemy back. Unwavering faith. He makes my feet like hind's feet. Slippery slopes of Laodicea. The age of uncertainty. The age of uncertainty. You know, 2016, they deemed, I think it was 2016, the age of uncertainty. And in this age of uncertainty, I am certain about this thing. He has built me. I've been born by the breath of God. He has built me to overcome. His spirit dwells in me. His life dwells in me. He's leading me. He's guiding me. Hallelujah. Laodicea has no hold on me. I am not their prisoner. They have no say on me. I don't look like them. I don't act like them. I don't talk like them. I don't walk like them because I'm not like them. I'm born of another spirit. I'm born of another kingdom. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Look at this real quick. Look at this real quick and we'll close. The unwavering faith of Caleb. I so enjoyed last time. Brother Terry, last time you preached, buddy, I always enjoy you. But my, I was just something, that message spoke to my heart so much. It was so good, Brother Terry. God bless you for obeying the Lord. But he's preaching about Caleb. And I just got to thinking about it. And I thought, not that Brother Terry didn't do a good job, but I want to look at it because he did do a good job. It inspired me. And I want to look at this just before we close. That this unwavering faith of Caleb. You know, as Brother Terry brought it out, of course, the scripture speaks about it. that God told Moses to send out the spies. Of course, Brother Terry told us why God said that. To go search out the land that I've given them. And they went out and searched out the land 40 days. Now, this is a quick book report. We're going to close. They went out, you know, and they came back to Moses and Israel and to all the congregation of the children in the wilderness of Paran down to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now, I want you to notice, they came back with the evidence that what God said was true. And like Brother Terry said, I thought it was so good. He said, 10 come back with gripes and 2 came back with grapes. He said, we came to the land. We came to the land where thou sent us. And surely it flowed with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Now they had the evidence right before them. And you've got the evidence right before you. And yet they said, with the grapes, you know, they'd probably eaten them. Yes. Yeah, just... Yeah, boy, them things are juicy. Yeah, it's just like you said. But nevertheless, we can't take it. But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak. We saw giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Ain't it something? They knew where every one of the enemy was. They could tell you exactly where they were at, and yet they couldn't see the promise that God said. Ain't that something? Ain't that something that we can tell a person word for word what the doctor said? Well, the doctor said it was the worst case he ever seen. It's something we can repeat that doctor verbatim. And have to look up scriptures on healing. Well, glory be to God. Ain't that something? Ain't that something, friends? You know, I've been places that say, anybody need prayer, I'd be glad to pray with you. You're sick, I'd be glad to pray with you. And nobody move. I think, well, praise God. This is a healthy bunch. And then I'm out in the parking lot. And oh, God, my back's killing me. If a way's provided, why would we not take it? They could see every enemy, but they could not see what God said. But see, I want you to notice, God wasn't afraid to show them the giants. God said, go out there and search it out. I'm not worried. He made sure they saw every problem. He made sure they saw every city. He made sure they saw every wall. He made sure they saw every giant. You know why? The giants and the walls and the cities, it didn't bother God. He done said it's yours. What difference does it make who's there? God's done gave you the land. What difference does it make what the doctor says? God done said, by my stripes you're healed. As far as God was concerned, the giants were already defeated. The walled cities were already tore down. Is that not true? And to show that, do you know that Joshua and the children of Israel, they shouted the victory? They shouted the victory before the wall fell. It'd be good if we did that every once in a while. And the Bible said, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we're able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we'd be not able to go up against the people. They are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report. And by nightfall, just to save time, by nightfall, this negative report had spread through the entire camp. Huh? People were, we should have stayed in Egypt. And every once in a while, when they went to get a breath, they heard something go. Shh. What is that noise? Where's it coming from? So they started following the noise. You know where it was at? It was Caleb's tent. And they peeked inside. He wasn't crying. You know what he was doing? Shh. The noise they heard was Caleb sharpening his sword. He was ready to take the land. He was ready to possess what God gave him. The Bible says that Caleb rent his garment when he heard the negative report. The Bible said that Caleb rent his garment. The renting of a garment signifies mourning. Weeping, mourning. Because the reason they mourn is because of the account of truth. That truth having been destroyed. Or because there was no faith. Caleb rent his clothes because there was no faith among God's people. But you see, Caleb had unwavering faith. He saw everything they saw, but his eyes wasn't on the giants. They were on the promise. One thing Caleb looked at was what God said before they ever left Egypt. God said, I've given you the land. So the circumstances, the giants, it didn't matter what it looked like. It didn't matter what it looked like. And if you can catch that revelation this morning, that I'm the Lord thy God who healeth all thy diseases, it don't matter what the x-ray looks like. It don't matter what the MRI looks like. It don't matter what the doctor says. It don't matter. The word of God says so. That's the way you must do. Don't look at the circumstances, but look to the God who made the promise. Caleb was following the Lord. Amen. God said, I've given you the land. Go and possess it. You see, my brother, my sister, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God. Joshua had no way to knowing how he could take the city. Caleb had no way of knowing how he would take that mountain. But they believed it because God said so. I've given you this land. I've got an angel that'll go before you. Take heed that you don't despise him because my name is in him. He will do things for you. But remember, follow him. Follow him. He will lead you to the promised land. Don't despise him. Don't reject him. Believe him. Believe him. God says this in closing. Brother Harry, the brothers come. God says this. Because those men which have seen my glory, and they've seen my miracles, which I did in Egypt, and which I did in the wilderness, and have tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they will not see the land that I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me will see it. God says that about them. Then he turns to Caleb and he says this. I want you to listen as I'm closing. I want you to listen to this. He turns to Caleb and he says, but my servant Caleb, because he has another spirit with him. Do you know that word spirit means breath? Born by the breath of God. Caleb has another breath with him. And he hath followed me. That word follow, you know what it means? It's achar. Achar. It means hind feet. The hind feet that follow the front feet. And God said, Caleb hath followed me wholly. Everywhere I stepped, he stepped. Remember Elijah and Elisha? Everywhere Elijah tried his best to discourage Elisha. But he said, as surely as the Lord God liveth, where you go, I'm going right there with you, buddy. You ain't running me off. I am following you to the end. Elisha was the hind feet of Elijah's ministry. And we, the bride of Jesus Christ, the sure-footed bride of Christ, built by the word, born by the breath of God. We're the hinds feet who follows our Lord to glory. Caleb placed his feet right in the prints of my feet. He hath followed me. Where he leads me, I will follow. He shall inherit the land, and I will make his feet like God's feet and set him upon his high places. Oh, little bride, we who are of another spirit, born of the breath of God, he's made our feet like hinds feet, built by the word to overcome. We'll crest every wave. We'll crest every wave. Now I want to listen to this. I found this and I just want to drop this to you. Brother Branham said the witnesses in the message of the trial said the witness testified that God's word is true, that they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And the witnesses gave testimony that was a true saying of God's word. But I found this and I want to share this with you, because many times we get discouraged because when we pray and somebody turns around and goes back and it looks like nothing ever changed, then we think it didn't happen. That's true, friends. I've seen it. I've seen people let down. You pray for them, but because they didn't get a goosebump or something, they turn around. You can see it on their face. But I want you to listen to this. These witnesses gave testimony of the truth. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. But the outside world wants you to believe. They want you to believe that as soon as you lay hands on the sick or on the crippled, that crippled leg must be straight. As soon as you pray for somebody crippled, they must jump up and down. But he never said that. I want you to listen to me. Well, Brother Darrell, I've got this problem and I prayed for it and it seems like nothing ever changed. He never said as soon as you would pray for. Now, if it does, that's a miracle. And we know God does miracles. But a God also does healings. And he never said that you pray for a crippled arm, immediately that arm would go straight. Or if you pray for somebody crippled, immediately they would. Sometimes they do. But he never said that. He never promised that. He never promised as soon as you lay hands on a crippled arm, it would come straight. But he did say the prayer of faith shall save the sick and God will raise them up. He just never said when. They lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He never said when. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive it and it shall be given to you. But he didn't say when. Just be found believing. Just be found believing when the angel comes to pronounce the blessing. Just be found believing with an unwavering faith. He makes my feet like hinds feet. And I will scale the slippery slopes of Laodicea. And I will wave this world goodbye. Because I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by my testimony. Do you love him this morning? Do you believe him this morning? Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. How we thank you, Lord. How we love you, Lord. Just that fellowship with you. Just to sit at your feet. Just to lean back against you, Lord. To hear you breathe. Oh God, how my soul longs for that hour, Lord, when the Bibles are closed and the weapons are stacked. and we go home with you. Lord, may our faith not fail thee in the times of our testings. For trials will come, and tests will come. There will be sickness. There will be sorrow. You never said there wouldn't be. You just said, I'll not put more on you than you're able to bear. But through it all, I will make a way for you to escape. You make my feet like hinds' feet. And I will follow thee, Lord. And Father, I pray today for those that are here. Lord, I know a congregation this size, Lord, there's needs. But Lord, I believe right now, if the people could look not at the sickness and not at the affliction and not at the problem, but if they could look to you, Lord, and focus their eyes on you, knowing that you will place this under their feet. For you see, Father, you present to your children win-win situations. The trials and the tests of life are not put here to destroy us, but rather to mold us, to make us stronger, to make us fit to reign. Father, I pray that you would move for my brother and my sister today, Lord. Lord, that you would go to each one right there in their seat, Lord. Those who are suffering with arthritis, those who suffer with that sciatic pain, oh God. Lord, I know what that is. And I ask you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe you. You're our healer. But there right now, just reach up and taste the grapes of your healing. The evidence of a good land. May they receive it today, Lord. You are my healer. You are my guide. You are my joy. You are my strength. Lord, whatever the need would be today, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may your Spirit move for each one. And Lord, may there be great testimonies, not because we run the aisles. Lord, I enjoy those times. Not because we dance in the Spirit. Lord, I enjoy dancing in the Spirit. But not based on any kind of sensation or emotion, but solely based on thus saith the Word of God. We take the word as you did, Father. Lord Jesus, when you was here and Satan tempted you, you said, it's written, it's written, it's written. And may we take the same word with the same faith and drive it to the heart of the enemy and say to him this morning, it is written, I am an overcomer. I rebuke that spirit that tries to hold me. I rebuke that temptation that tries to tempt me. I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, grant it today, Lord, I pray. May we go out, Lord, with unwavering faith. May we go out as a people of faith, Lord, as Brother Daniel read, Lord. That people who have faith have everything, but people without faith have nothing. Oh God, let us be a people. Let us be a people, Lord. If I was Sam Walton's boy, I would go into Walmart and get anything I want because my daddy owns it. I wouldn't get the great value chips. I'd get the real Doritos. Oh God. May we see today, my father ain't Sam Walton, but my father owns the cattle on the Thousand Hills. Oh God, may I go to you and receive today what I have need of in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you receive it this morning? Just raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive today, I receive and by faith today what I have need of in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you have no hold on me. I am a believer. I am an overcomer. May my thoughts come right back to God's word. I am a Christian born by the breath of God. He maketh my feet hinds place and he lifts me up on my high places that I may be refreshed in my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Do you love him this morning? Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Brother Harry, sing that song, Thou, O Lord.
a lifter of my head. You know that song, you remember? I hope you do. Let's just worship you in just a moment.
Oh, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter.
Awesome God we serve. Aren't you glad He's the lifter of our heads? One day soon, and it won't be long, they'll look for me and I'll be gone. Changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The devil tries to make me bound, but Jesus says I'm heaven bound. And I'll wave goodbye to this world as I move into the sky. Because my Lord is the lifter of my head. The lifter of my head. He can put a lemon beside a tree stump. He can put eyes in a little boy's head. He can raise the dead.
Speak to the wind. Speak to the sea. And he can take us in a rapture. May the Lord bless you richly. We've certainly enjoyed being home this weekend. I trust you heard the word. And I think I kept you long again. I'm sorry. But amen. It's just so good to be in his presence. Amen. Amen. Just say something once more, Brother Harry. As we pray for our sister here. Amen. Do you love him today? Amen.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began.
Sister wanted to share with us that she had a toothache last night in the service, and the Lord healed her right sitting here in the service last night. Went home pain free. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve. Remember Brother Gene Littleton? You know, Brother Gene, his sister passed away. They're having the graveside service tomorrow for her.
I think it's at 2 o'clock over in Fall Branch at, I think it's Forest View Cemetery. I think that's right. But I think it's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. But you know, Brother Gene's lost his wife, bless his heart, and he lost his son, Patrick, and he's lost his sister, and he's sick in his body. But he's our brother. Amen. Let's lift him up in prayer. Let's pray the Lord takes him up on a high place. Refreshes him in his presence. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you for your presence that we felt among us, Lord. And Father, now, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, you see the need of our brother Gene, Lord. God, I love Brother Gene. I've known him since I was a little boy, Lord. Father's having a difficult time right now. Lord, I know his heart still broke from Sister Helen, Lord. And then his son Patrick was taken from him suddenly, Lord. Now his sister's gone, Lord. It just seemed like one thing after the other, Lord. And he's fighting sickness in his body. But, oh God, you're God. May you just go to my brother, Lord. May you reveal to him, I've given you hinds feet. Climb above the sorrow. Climb above the grief. Climb above the pain. And refresh yourself on the hilltop of my blessings. Oh God, we lift our brother up for him. May your spirit just move for him, God. May this feel that still small voice. Remind him, you belong to me. Or just sometime today, Lord, will you just go to him, Lord. Help my brother, his family, Lord, during this time. Be mindful of him, Lord. I don't know how it is to lose loved ones. Lord, it hurts. May you just help him, Lord, we pray. May you give his life and his family into your hands, Lord, for your glory. Now, Lord, bless our people here at the church, those that come today, Lord, those traveling. Be with them, God, we pray. Lord, be with us as we make our way home, Lord, and may they enjoy the rest of the day. May their food taste better because you're their company at the table, Lord. May they talk about the good things of God. May we enjoy your blessings, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. Lord, help us, Father. Teach me, Lord, more about faith. Teach me, Lord, that my faith would be greater in thee, Lord. We just commit these services now into your hands. Remember the service Wednesday night, Lord. The youth camp starts next week. We'll travel up there. Lord, we got 4 services. Just help us, Lord, up there, we pray. We just love you, Lord, today. We give our lives into your hands for your glory. Thank you for being the lifter of our heads. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed today in the fear of the Lord. Thank you for coming. May God richly bless you. It's been good to be in church today. How do you feel good? Let's sing it the more I seek you as we go. Let's just sing it to him again as you're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. The more I seek you. Isn't that a wonderful song? Amen. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lean back against and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find. The more I...
sit at your feet. Drink from this cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you. Drink from this cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Like you, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Lord, be loving today.
There is none like you,
Jesus.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like